Hey, this is Pete Brown coming to you from Mix 10, and I'm here with Alex Norcliffe and Pete Miller. How you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, great, thanks.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Okay, I'm Alex Norcliffe, and I am the tech director for Exceed. I have been on the Umbrico core for about 18 months now, something like that. Umbrico is an open source .NET CMS that actually got mentioned on Scott Goose's slide, so we're pretty excited about that.
Excellent. And that's Umbraco for those of us on this side of the pond, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Pete?
Hi, I'm Pete Miller, and I'm Head of Technology and Development at Condé Nast Digital in the UK. And people know us from magazines like Vogue and GQ and Glamour magazine. And what we are is an isolated team who work on all of the websites, basically. Quite a multidisciplined team, so we've got the editors and the designers, and I head up the development team.
Excellent. Now, you guys have some pretty interesting stuff to show me here, so why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're working on?
Well, we've worked with a lot of teams and CMSs in the past, and CMSs are great. I mean, Umbrico is great for handling articles and relational text-based data. But what we found is that to get media right, you really need to think of it in kind of a different manner. And you need to have a more relational way of thinking about your media, and then you need to expose different kinds of tools for interacting with media. Mm-hmm. So what we've come up with is an open source system called MimeCloud.
MimeCloud, okay.
MimeCloud, yeah. MIME, obviously, for MIME types.
Yep.
And that was Alex's idea. So.
Thanks for the props.
It's got cloud in it.
and cloud, just because clouds are cool at this point.
Yeah, so, yeah. And we love the cloud. So basically, we designed it from the ground up to interact with as many different cloud providers as possible. So it's a way to think of your assets as something that relates to many different file types, and your file types then have different repositories. So it's very much a relational model, and MimeCloud is all about how the data is stored. And then the next part of the picture is how you get at the data. So we'll go into a bit of detail in a bit, and we'll show you a couple of tools about that.
So what you guys are doing then, if I understand correctly, is you're putting together a front end for CMS that's more optimized for dealing with images, and you said video as well, or just images, video, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
anything, documents as well.
Okay,
anything that can have a MIME type, basically. The idea of the system is that we recognise that some assets, images and whatnot, need to have a slightly different data structure to the traditional way that you would deal with text content.
Right.
So, for example, just because you have a single image doesn't necessarily mean that you don't want to relate that to the thumbnail crop or a video that represents the same kind of event that image represents. So that's
really the difference then, is stuff like, all right, so that kind of helps me bring it home. So if I have an image, I might have multiple resolutions of that image. I might have a thumbnail version of it, and it's, you know, we're not necessarily generating that on the fly. It has different cropping. You might, you know,
okay.
And we'd like to generate things on the fly, being developers, but in real world, editors want to have ultra control of what they're showing to the world. So they want to have a landscape crop that's specifically in the place they want it.
Right.
But also, you can take that to other types of data. So if you're thinking about video, you've got your feature length video, and then you've got your trailer, and so you wanna associate that with the same asset,
mm-hmm.
and then you can have your presentation layer or your tools decide which asset content to take.
So right, so the trailer, you have the video, you have some stills related to it,
thumbnails,
all the time.
And then you take that further, you add your stills to that, and then you've suddenly got an asset that has images, videos, and even documentation.
Right, treat it as kind of one master unit.
And then you take that to your CMS, and there's your data. So your CMS has got fields like title, text, and they're, you know, lots of words together to make one text field, and here's mm-hmm. lots of different ways to see an asset coming together as one asset.
Yeah, and for editorial teams, it's so important to be able to just pass around one ID, one way of the picture desk being able to say to the editorial team working in the CMS, here's the image or here's the video, here's the asset that we want to associate with the piece of content that you're writing.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the example of a website, the templates of the CMS can then be responsible for knowing which crop of the image that is relevant for that layout. So, for example, your homepage might want a landscape shot because that suits the design. The template only needs to know the ID coming out of the CMS, and it knows the relevant crop name to actually stick into the HTML, whereas the article itself might be the portrait shot. And that's one thing that, I mean, we've both been working at Condé Nast for a long time, and we have the experience where we realise that there's very few asset management systems that have the flexibility to have different types of content all related to one real asset. It's all about, with a lot of asset management systems, it's all about having one image that has multiple sizes of the same shape, and that's the kind of thing we want to avoid.
So we're going to take a look at some of the stuff here in a second, but can you tell me a little bit about how it was built, like, you know, what tools you use, what languages?
Yeah, sure. So at the base of it, we want to keep it as a provider-based as possible. But so far, we've built entity framework providers for literally going to the SQL database. And then we're using WCF data services to really expose that. And I think what we've realized recently is that we want to keep that OData, so that WCF data services, at the center of things. And then you can have your different data providers plugging into that. So you don't have to have a SQL database, but as long as you're exposing your OData, then the whole community will be able to make these tools that kind of look at the asset data in different ways, but they're all interfacing with the OData. So it means that we'll be able to share our tools and share the different concepts. As you'll see in a minute, there are many different ways that you could build a client into it. So you've got your website, that's just retrieving the assets, but what about the tools? You know, how do I expose this to the editors? Do I give them a simple upload process, or do I let them see it in a more hierarchical manner?
Excellent.
So, and then those tools, obviously, we've looked into Silverlight, WPF, and as you'll see in a minute, we've looked at doing some Windows Phone clients because we think that that's going to be really useful in the field.
Cool. Well, let's take a look.
Cool. So obviously, as we're here at Mix,
the great thing for us to do would have been to mock up something in the new Windows Phone Series 7 emulator. So that's what Pete's been working hard on over the past couple of days.
Excellent.
So this is really rough around the edges stuff, but it's just mock-ups of the different tools you can make. We'll be probably putting out a generic asset management client that plugs into the OData and just lets you literally open up assets by their ID, view the different content on them, and then upload them. But here's two basically really specific use case scenarios. Let me up the brightness there for you. So on the left here, we have we have a client that is taking assets and relating them to each other. So basically ending up with a gallery. So this is something that you could implement into your own system and have it as part of your CMS. So so we've got here, we have 8 different assets on display right now. So these are literally the assets themselves. And over here we have the asset types. The content type. So, and so for example, we've given them pretty descriptive keys at the moment for developers, but obviously you may want to give them slightly better ones. So for example, we've got over here a really big high-res image.
Yep.
And then you go to your slightly smaller one, and then your different aspect ratio that an editor has gone into and taken their own crop from. And you know, they've added this crop and it doesn't add another ID that they've then got to take and put into their
all CMS. Part of the same kind of logical piece of content.
Still got the same ID that editors need to actually pass around with each other.
Excellent.
So these, in this scenario here, you've got the different asset IDs there, but then you've got the overall gallery ID going on here. So that's simply that.
All right, and you have the Windows Phone emulator.
Yeah, so this is then taking that relational scenario and taking it a bit further. So we've got... on Vogue especially, we've got the concept of fashion shows, and fashion shows are really hierarchical data, and it requires its own database, really. So you've got seasons, and then you've got designers, and then for each designer, you've got different sets of images. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is we've taken that database and not gone so far as to make its own media management system in it, but to hook it into MimeCloud, basically. And so if we've already gone into Spring Summer 2010, and if we go into a designer eventually, because I've got a very slow connection, we will get the images start to come in, and they're coming from over the OData from MimeCloud, and the images themselves are coming from Azure.
And did you just mock this up last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you just got the Windows Phone bits.
Yeah, right? That was just released Monday or Tuesday. And it's super simple. You store the OData client tools, and if you know Silverlight, then you know how to develop on Windows Phone. And it's it's pretty easy to get data and start showing images, basically. And it's very rough, though.
Excellent.
And this is a really good example of how we see MimeCloud being integrated with other systems, because MimeCloud has a really powerful metadata structure to it, so that you can do multilingual text data against your assets. But it's not the right place to be storing your application data. You need to have something that's more tailored to what your application is doing. So in that example, we have the fashion show database system that Pete already runs at Condé Nast, and we've shown an example of how you could integrate the assets being stored in MimeCloud, but without any performance degradation.
Excellent.
Another example of integration would be something like Umbrico, which I'm bound to mention,
Seeing how they're in the room, and we want to make sure we give them a plug.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that. So in the example of any CMS, but specifically Umbrico, those kinds of CMSs give you a way of having certain data that's stored in other systems. So Umbrico especially has this concept of a custom data type.
Mm-hmm.
And as a developer, you can write the interface for that custom data type, so that when the editor is going through their form, filling in all the different content, they're unaware of whether or not they have to log into a different system to do their images, and then log into another system to do their content. So they can actually just go through one and the same form, and they're filling in information and picking images and whatnot, and that's that for them. As far as they're concerned, it's easy. They just click publish and it's done. I have a diagram up here which we can make available on the web, which actually gives an example of how the architecture can be split out. So the purpose of MimeCloud is not necessarily to answer the use case of the big global company. It can scale to that level, or it can be straight, just a simple install on your blog.
Excellent.
The point of it is to be flexible and disconnected enough so that if you need to scale out to the cloud, you can.
Right.
But it certainly doesn't add weight to that installation, so that you have to be running it on a large-scale installation.
Okay. So when will folks be able to take a look at this? Or you mentioned some open-source stuff. Like, when can people play with this?
MimeCloud is actually on Coplex at the moment, mimecloud.coplex.com. We are aiming to have, we got a tech preview there in a week or two, and we're aiming for first beta a little while after that, probably.
That's beta for folks on this side of the planet, right?
Yeah.
And just to show you a bit of Umbrico integration while I've got it here. So here we have an Umbrico instance. This is GQ. And is some articles on the left, and this is specifically is an image article, and we've exposed on all of our articles an image field, and right now that is pulling in one of our IDs, and this is also a rough alpha of a data type for Umbrico, but that's then pulling in straight same interface as we had in our WPF client. It's pulling in all of those different content types, and this is just to preview it. Because on the front end in our markup, we just say okay, bring in the tiny thumb crop size, and that's obviously a bad description for that, but you can get the picture of how that will work.
So in this case, all the editor has actually needed to input is the ID, and again, that's the real important point of it, because when in a publisher scenario, typically a picture desk is going to be responding to a request for a picture and sending back information to the editorial team about how they can put that in their article. And the concept of them just replying to that request with an ID for them to put in the article is very powerful compared to sending back all the different thumbnail crops or something that's a little bit more messy.
Great. Well, this is pretty exciting stuff you guys are working on. I might actually be a user of that because I have a bunch of image content I need to move over to my own Embraco blog. So.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, it's, I think it just purely came by chance after we were talking to people in our picture desk who were kind of saying that there was, you know, they've worked at many different kind of media sites and they're saying that there's a big lack in the industry, and kind of we had started building tools and we wanted to bring it out into the open source so that we could, you know, work on it properly.
Excellent. Great. Well, thank you very much for your time, and we'll have links to all the appropriate stuff in the notes along with this.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for watching.